Stop. Reflect. Refocus. This is Going Deeper.
When there's something big, something intrusive, something uncomfortable hanging in the air that no one is mentioning, but everyone is noticing, that's what's known as an elephant in the room. I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. Like if you've been deeply offended by someone in your household but you haven't brought it up, so the family home becomes about as warm as a deep freezer, and if somebody asks you how you are, you say, fine. But it's obvious to everyone who sets foot in the place that something clearly isn't fine. That's one example of an elephant in the room. Another one might be when you know something's happened to a friend, something very serious, but they haven't brought it up and you haven't admitted that you know. So you both just pretend that everything's normal and that you don't notice their baby bump or their wedding ring's gone or whatever the case may be. The elephant in the room is something obvious that no one wants to discuss. And we can have elephants in the room with ourselves and God. Do you know what I mean? When we're moving ahead in life, going through the motions and doing our duty, all the while pretending that things are healthy and open between ourselves and God, even if we really feel our heart is a long way from Him, even if we feel very disconnected from the love and the guidance and the joy that we're pretending is flowing freely. But the elephant in the room is not a scenario of doom and gloom, far from it. See, it only takes one simple thing to start and send an elephant packing. Acknowledge it. The elephant toddles off back to the zoo or wherever she's from, and we break the silence and raise that difficult subject. And with God, it's no different. Pretending all is well when all is not well can change with a healthy dose of humility and honesty. Connect again with a God who removes your sin from you, as the Bible says, as far as the east is from the west. Connect again with the unconditional love He offers. If sin or pride or independence has got in the way of your intimacy with God, acknowledge it and lay it down. It's an amazing thing to kick that elephant out of the room and know the freedom of a clean slate with God. Jesus paid a high price so that we could live that way. I'm Lauren Martin of the Salvation Army.